everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and it's very fitting that our last Con Ed Award winner of the decade was recently named as the Journal News Low HUD Boys Basketball Player of the Decade. He plays for Archbishop Stepanak High School, and his name is R.J. Davis. Good morning, R.J. Nice to see you this morning.
Good morning, Rich.
Now, R.J., the Con Edison Award is in its 69th year. Some terrific student athletes have won it in the past, including many from Stepanak, and a classmate and good friend of yours won it earlier this year, the quarterback of the football team at Stepanak, Joey Carino. What does winning the award mean to you, R.J.?
It means a lot, you know, just to be acknowledged as one of the players for the Con Edison Award. Just not only, you know, being known for my, you know, basketball accolades, but also for my, you know, school. You know, not a lot of people know, you know, me for basketball, but I'm also a student first.
Well, you are certainly a terrific student athlete, as our listeners will find out in the next 15 minutes of the show. Yes, a great basketball player, but so much more than just that. RJ, when did you first pick up a basketball?
I first picked up the basketball around the age of 8. That's when and I was introduced to basically, like, you know, CYO basketball, I&I sports, when that was around at that time.
And you you took to it pretty quickly and easily, I imagine.
For sure, definitely.
And it was your dad that that got you started?
Yes, my dad, you know, introduced it to me. I was, you know, basically all around, played basketball, played football, lacrosse, soccer, little t-ball when I was younger. So, but, you know, I found, you know, the love of basketball.
And the rest is history, as they say, and a lot more history to be made at that. Now, this past Monday, while competing in the very prestigious City of Palms tournament down in Florida, RJ scored his 2,000th point. He now has 2,001, only the fifth boys basketball player to do so in Westchester County history, and he's got a great chance. He's about 118 points away of becoming the all-time leading scorer in boys basketball in Westchester, and right up there with the Catholic League as well. He's the all-time leading scorer in Stepanak history, so it must be pretty cool to be written in these record books, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, in the days and weeks leading up to the City of Palms, you had some big road wins against Cardinal Hayes and St. Raymond's. The Crusaders played in the Cardinal Showcase. And just listen to these numbers that RJ averaged in those couple of games. He averaged 31.5 points per game, 9.5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3.5 steals. Obviously, he does it all. Now, let me ask you this, RJ. Everybody loves to score points. Everybody asks how many points did you score, but all of these other parts of basketball, the rebounding, the assists, the steals, do those numbers give you as much satisfaction as the point totals?
I would say the win does, you know, besides like the numbers, they look good on paper, but as long as I get the win, I'm happy with it. I mean, that's all that matters, you know. My role model is we before me, so I'm putting your team before, you know, your self-interest, so getting the win makes me happy.
There you go. I was pretty sure you were going to say that. Now, again, you were down in Florida recently in the City of Palms tournament, coming in 6th out of 16 with some fantastic teams down there. In fact, the first one, the Crusaders beat the defending Tennessee state champions in their first game. Now, RJ, on these types of tournaments, the experience, you're away from home, you're close with your teammates. From a basketball standpoint and from a team bonding standpoint, these must be great experiences for you.
They were definitely a great experience, you know, just going out there to compete with, you know, top-notch teams in the country. Every game, you know, wasn't easy. You're playing against, you know, ranked kids and, you know, kids who have the potential, you know, be great. So, you know, be willing to come out there, you know, play as a team and not, you know, get too caught up with the attention, you know, the fans, and, you know, get the win. I just felt like, you know, we built off that, you know, far as on and off the court. I felt like our team chemistry, you know, really became stronger. Everyone bonded with each other, you know, the basketball activities and, you know, we went, you know, the outside activities as well. I really felt like, you know, became closer with one another and we're destined for greatness.
Okay, and you had a pretty good time down there, I would imagine. Okay, sounds great. Now, just quickly, RJ's resume, 3 times Journal News First Team, 3 times All-State. That'll, of course, be a number 4 at the end of this season. 2 times First Team All-Catholic League, 2019 Journal News Player of the Year, City-State Federation title, Super 7 selection this year, ranked 42 in the country by ESPN, number 1 in New York State by New York City Hoops and Rivals New York. That's quite a resume, young man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
Now, let's call in your head coach here, Pat Maceroni. Pat is in his 5th year at Stepanak. Pat, it's always good to see you. Team record 5-2 at this point. We are towards the end of December, going into January. Is the team where you want it at this point in the season?
Yeah, Rich, thanks for having us here today, and thanks for having me. As always, have great conversations around the basketball arenas and field. But we're excited where we're at, you know, to be 15th in the country and 5-2, you know, with the year-end coming, one more big test with Paul VI, who's currently ranked third in the country. We're happy where we're at. You know, we're happy on and off the court where our team and these guys' roles are. We haven't peaked yet, and that's okay as a coach. We like to be peaking in February going into March. We know we're getting everybody's best shot every time we step on the floor, and we got a great group of kids that battle every time the lights come on. So we're excited, we're happy, but we know we have work to continue to do.
Now, let me ask you about your team, Pat. It's very unusual to have a young man like R.J. Davis. He's going to North Carolina. Adrian Griffin going to Duke. But your team is more than just a two-man team. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, we have 5 guys on the roster with Division I offers. Obviously, R.J. and Adrian get a lot of the credit, and they deserve it, and rightfully so. But our guys, we make up a full team. We have 4 guys averaging double figures right now. We have guys understanding their roles. And we understand that we need to be a team, not just RJ and AJ, to be successful this year and to continue to play at the level we're at. And our guys understand that.
Now, Pat, what's next? Are you? I know you're heading down to Delaware. You just got back from Florida on Christmas Eve. Now down to Delaware. What's going on down there?
Yeah, so we'll head down to another prestigious event called Slam Dunk to the Beach. That we'll play 1 game versus Paul VI from Northern Virginia. Their point guard's going to Duke. They have 4 guys in the top 100 rankings in ESPN. They're 7-0 at the moment, number 3 in the country. And then we'll be excited for that matchup. And then we'll turn right back around and play at the one of the best arenas, I say, in the country, at the County Center. You know, we've averaged over 3,000 fans the first 2 years doing this event, and I think we might get close to 4 this year with the anticipation of the 2 games that we have going on for the Crusader Classic.
Now, tell us a little bit more about RJ here. We know he's a fantastic basketball player. I've seen him play. I know that. But what else does he bring to the table that I might not see as a casual observer?
Yeah, it's more than that, right? He's more than just a guy that can go out and score the ball and help his team win. He's a leader in the classroom, off the court. You know, 3.8 GPA, school ambassador. He's involved in so much more than playing the game itself, giving back to the community, different community service projects. I think the biggest thing that I always see is he's respected by his peers and by the teachers of Stepanak in the community. There's not many that could say a bad word about him, and that's a testament to him and his family.
Well, Pat Maceroni, head coach, head basketball coach at Stepanak, keep up the good work. Have a great season. Again, always nice to see you.
Thanks, Rich.
Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're speaking with R.J. Davis. Stepanak High School basketball recently scored his 2,000th career point. Player of the Decade, according to the Journal News and Low HUD. RJ, 90-plus average in the classroom, honors and AP classes, and I understand you're enjoying your criminal law class this year. What's about that you like?
Just, you know, understanding, you know the system with police, and, you know, this is a fun class, especially the way my teacher, Mr. Newman, teaches it.
Okay, well, that as a former teacher, I certainly know that the classes are fun when the teachers make it so. Now, we should mention that RJ is also a member of the National Honor Society. His recruitment was very well publicized. He received 26 Division I offers: Yale, Texas, UCLA, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Marquette, Georgetown, Louisville, all of the top teams. He chose the University of North Carolina. RJ, say, why did you want to become a Tar Heel?
I just felt like it was the best, you know, situation in school for me as far as a student and as an athlete. I felt, you know, comfortable in that environment. I felt at home there. And I just felt like, you know, I deserved to, you know, play there. One of the biggest platforms there is, the ACC. I shine when the brights, you know, are light. And, you know, I felt like I deserved it. So, and UNC, you know, they took a chance on me. And I was grateful for the opportunity that I was given.
Well, you just mentioned it. It's going to be in the spotlight. You play in a very highly competitive high school environment, but you're going to Division I, the Atlantic Coast Conference, pretty much top of the line. What do you see as the biggest adjustment you might have to make when you start playing Division I basketball?
I would say, you know, getting stronger with my body, you know, stepping up to the, you know, college level. There's, you know, grown men. Everyone's physically stronger, so... For me, especially for me as a smaller guard, I need to be a little bit bigger, and, you know, the defense adjustments, you know, transitioning from college, I mean, from high school to college, you know, a lot of college coaches, you know, teach defense a little bit differently as far as, you know, help defense and where to be. So, you know, just the adjustments will, you know, be the main focus for me.
Well, I'm sure you will handle it very well, and I know there's a lot to go this season, but I'm looking forward to turning on ESPN next year and saying, hey, I know that guy. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, RJ's involved in a lot of activities when he's not playing basketball and not in the classroom. RJ, tell us a little bit about the Classroom Crusaders.
You know, Classroom Crusaders, you know, it's a group. We have meetings in the morning. On certain days, you know, we're just, you know, extension, you know, step in that community as far as, you know, we help with food drives, you know, help freshmen if they don't know where to be, or if you see a kid who's, you know, going through a rough time, you know, we're like, you know, extra, you know, advice kind of type of guy, you know, just to give out and help out the community.
And you are a student ambassador at Stepanak. What are some of your responsibilities there?
So we have, you know, transfers or, you know, spend the days when I was in ninth grade. So, you know, kids will come in and help out. I mean, try to see the school, and basically we're their tour guide. You know, just give them, you know, and try to influence them on Stepanak and just show them what Stepanak's about.
And you've been doing some work at Camp Kid Co. Your guidance counselor, Lisa Capiello, hired you. What are some of the things you do there during the summer?
I was a counselor there. It was my second year there. Definitely enjoyed my time there, you know, far as, you know, besides the basketball part, just made me feel like a kid. You know, helped out with little second graders, first graders. You know, go through, you know, gym activities, art, dancing, music. So it was just great. It's a fun time, and I enjoyed it.
Well, let me tell you what Lisa Capiello wrote about you on your ballot. She said, having R.J. Davis as a member of the Stepanak family has not only been a complete pleasure, but we have been so blessed with an overall fantastic human being as a student for the past 4 years. Our community is a better place because R.J. has been part of it. How does that make you feel when one of your teachers has those kind words? Must make you feel pretty good, huh?
It does. It makes me feel, you know, great. It speaks volume just to have, you know, teachers, you know, speak, you know, very highly of me. It just shows what type of kid I am.
Well, absolutely. Now, let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Vanessa, your dad, Robert. Are they your biggest fans?
Definitely, for sure. Yeah, they're at every game when they can make it. They may not sit next to each other just from, you know, the different type of personality they have. My dad's a little bit into the game. Very, you know, yelling a lot, and mom's more of the calm one. So
I've heard that before. Mom and dad can't sit next to one another. And tell us about your brother, Bryce.
My younger brother, Bryce, he's a freshman here at Stepanak as well, a football stud. You know, he doesn't know yet, but he has a lot of potential, you know, becoming something great, so...
All right, well, maybe he'll be sitting in your seat 3 or 4 years down the road. Proudest moment so far in your young life?
Winning the city and state championship my sophomore year. That was, you know, the biggest moment, probably the biggest smile I had. Just that feeling of winning the whole thing made me feel great.
Well, let's hope you have those same feelings, you know, at the end of March, all right, when this basketball season wraps up. We have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, a terrific young man, R.J. Davis, Archbishop Stepanak High School Basketball Player of the Decade in the Journal News Low HUD recent poll. R.J., it was great meeting you. Congratulations on all of your accomplishments on the basketball court, in the classroom, in your community. and all the best going forward, my friend.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.